This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's not enough for air travel that there are all these new security requirements since 9/11 and a new security agency, the Transportation Security Administration, guarding our airports, and that many airlines seem to be going broke. Now, a new survey suggests that all the turmoil is making the passengers cranky. Reporter Christopher Elliott went to the always hectic Miami International Airport.
Tim Mayhorn's 11:30 a.m. flight from Chicago to Miami was delayed by almost 2 hours. He was the last person standing at the American Airlines luggage carousel. One of his bags hadn't made the flight. But there was something else bothering him.
At the customer service desk, they seem agitated with every question. They get real sure with you or just tell you, I don't know, which they're supposed to know. And that's their job, to help you out, and they seem to have an attitude about it.
A poll by the nonpartisan opinion organization Public Agenda finds that other passengers and travel employees are bothered too. The survey says that nearly one-third of travelers think rudeness is a serious problem.
People are very rude. They have no patience. You know, you should know that you need to be here 2 hours in advance and maybe 2.5 hours and just, you know, everyone's here for the same purpose. Be cool and move on.
That's Lou Sermon, whose flight from Fort Lauderdale to Kingston, Jamaica, was overbooked. His airline asked passengers if they'd be willing to leave for Miami instead. He watched one passenger, who had arrived late for the flight, throw a tantrum. It turned out her outburst did her some good. The carrier made room for her on the flight.
So she pitched a fit and got on the plane.
Absolutely.
You guys didn't?
No way. Just got in my car and drove down here.
On the other side of the counter, things aren't much better. More than half of all travel employees say passenger impoliteness is the top source of on-the-job tension. I talked with Delta Airlines customer service agent Jorge Alvarez to get an idea of what he has to put up with.
Some of them are really rude, especially when we have problems, weather problems and delays, and they get to be real nasty sometimes.
People yell at you?
Sometimes they do, yes.
Do they ever take a swing at you?
No. If it gets out of hand, then you know we have to call local authorities.
Ingrid Estrada works behind a thrifty car rental counter at the airport arrivals area. She says she's usually polite, but some travelers.
If you ask a question, though, we'll give you like attitude. Answer if with attitude.
Normally, when you get someone like that, how do you react to it?
If they do it to me, I'll answer the same. Same way, with a little bit kind of attitude.
What's behind the breakdown of civility in travel? Almost everyone I spoke with blamed tougher security precautions at the airport. Airlines have also had to cut costs after 9/11, and higher fees have led to frustrated air travelers. That's the view of Martha LaPlan, a Continental Airlines ticket agent.
Airlines, you know, they change the regulations and then they have to eliminate or they have to pay extra for bag. And there's just many restrictions that many people are not used to.
And then the change fees and all that.
Yes, many change fees now with everything. They have to pay more.
The travel employees I spoke with here say the problem is getting worse. So what's the cure? The Public Agenda pollsters found that when people were treated badly, they tended to respond in kind, meaning that understanding good manners is a two-way street could be the first step to making the travel industry more polite. For Day to Day, this is Christopher Elliott.